Work on the Susitna-Watonna Dam will go forward this summer, according to a spokesperson for the state agency tasked with the project. Emily Ford, public outreach liaison for the Alaska Energy Authority, says the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has given the okay to a dozen study plans that have been waiting for approval since February of this year.
And then this month, on April 1st, they approved the remaining studies. So it's a very significant milestone was achieved for Susitna-Watonna Hydro, because now FERC has officially approved all 58 studies for our environmental field effort.
According to Ford, 180 people will be in the field this year. The dam plan has raised concerns in the Talkeetna area, which is downriver from the project. Richard Leo heads the Coalition for the Susitna Dam Alternatives Board.
There were a number of problems with the studies that FERC approved, and FERC only approved them after recommending many modifications to those studies. What AEA is going to do in order to make those studies more effective is yet to be seen.
One of the concerns posed by Leo's group is the impact the dam is likely to have on salmon, which are a major source of sport fishing income. At this time, heavy equipment is being shipped north on the Alaska Railroad to be used to bulldoze an airstrip at the Stephen Lake Lodge. The remote fishing and hunting lodge will be the headquarters for the AEA personnel conducting the studies. John Madsen, owner of the lodge, says he has permits to drag the equipment overland to the site. He says work will begin tomorrow, but Mike Woods, a resident of Chase, says the plan took him and his neighbors by surprise. He says the terrain there is not suitable for heavy equipment.
There's been no plan to create an ice road. This is just adventure travel across the tundra to establish a road in what has been roadless areas. The permit specifies that they cannot touch ground. They can only be on snow travel. But if they are like disturbing the ground and the waterways leading into the Susitna in any way, that immediately violates their permit.
Wood says the equipment could leave permanent scars on the landscape because there isn't a protective layer of ice and snow.